Today is Wednesday, the 31st of December, in the season of Christmas. The monks of Plaskerton Abbey sing Laetetur cor quaerentium. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and be strengthened. Seek his face always. Entering into prayer today, acknowledge the ways you are seeking the Lord, seeking his face, looking for the signs of his presence in your life, gently guiding you in truth and peace and love. Today's reading is from the first letter of St. John.
Children, it is the last hour. As you have heard that Antichrist is coming, so now many Antichrists have come. From this we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they did not belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But by going out, they made it plain that none of them belongs to us. But you have been anointed by the Holy One, and all of you have knowledge. I write to you, not because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and you know that no lie comes from the truth.
Today we continue to listen to John's letter as he addresses the Christians in the churches of, most likely, Ephesus and Asia Minor. He is writing to them to encourage and reassure them in their faith, also to protect them from the false teachings that were around. Where do you most need encouragement and reassurance in your faith journey at present?
Thank you.
John speaks of those who were with the fellowship for a season but left, opposing the teaching of Christ, which must have been disappointing and troubling for these early believers. Have there been times when you have experienced disappointments within your own community of faith? Take a moment to acknowledge these with the Lord. But you have been anointed by the Holy One, and all of you have knowledge. Can you identify with this anointing? As you listen again, perhaps ask God to show you how His presence is active in your life.
Children, it is the last hour. As you have heard that Antichrist is coming, so now many Antichrists have come. From this we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they did not belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But by going out, they made it plain that none of them belongs to us. But you have been anointed by the Holy One, and all of you have knowledge. I write to you, not because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and you know that no lie comes from the truth.
John is writing not to correct the believers, but to reassure them that they do know the truth. As we come to the end of our prayer time today, reflect on a moment during this past year when you have encountered the truth of Jesus Christ in your own life. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.